Time to look through the window of baseball. We love our Sunday segments with Bruce Jenkins, as we do it for Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, every day you see something different, and we talked about it yesterday with Molina and the ball sticking to his chest protector. Well, today, Buster Olney's got a story out that says, look, all the pitchers put sunscreen. I don't know if you read this thing. They shave the hair on their non-pitching arm and put sunscreen on it. And then they rub their pitching hand on the arm when they get a baseball and then rub it on the baseball so they can get a better grip. Everybody does it, and no one seems to say anything about it. That Pineda for the Yankees had pine tar all over his neck. So, you know, he kind of got caught. But I guess is this one of these unwritten rules that they just let him get away with it?
Well, I mean, it's been the case for, you know, since the 19th century.
Yeah.
Guys are always trying to figure out ways to doctor up the ball. It's always been sort of an unpunished sort of thing. I mean, it's certainly not shutting down the hitting. It didn't shut down the Phillies, who scored 12 runs in the first inning yesterday.
That?
I mean, it's just, you know, subtle or maybe even not so subtle bending the rules. Cheating is part of baseball. It doesn't alarm me in the slightest. It's kind of like the whole history of the game. And just the art of doctoring up the balls will always evolve. They'll always think they're ahead of the game. Maybe this shave the arm thing, they'll crack down on it, but they'll find another way.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, of course, they put in the hat, they put in the glove. The glove looks different by the end of the season because of all the stuff they put on there. But, if the ball, if this was Lou Burdette, and, you know, he could make the ball sink as a spitter and all that kind of stuff, Phil Regan of the Dodgers, the Vulture, those kind of guys. But it seems to me they put up with it because it gives them a better grip on the baseball, and I think that's why they put up with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, whether it's like really cold or really hot, you know, the ball feels differently, and getting a grip is just like the whole thing, or if it's raining. So I think, you know, I think they're giving a little bit of leeway there. Get a little clever with how you're doing it, and you know, again, it'd be very hard to issue a crackdown on this thing. You know, I don't know how you would word it. You know, to stop shaving your arms, or it's just
Rick Honeycutt with the tack in his glove, and you know,
yeah. It's meanwhile there's probably a few guys just stuffing cork into their bats, you know. So
yeah. It's part of the game. You brought up the Philly game last night, and you know, it was interesting, the quotes. Pete McCannon, the manager of the Philly, said, "Boy, I love that game." Dusty Baker said it was the worst nightmare I ever had. The Phillies got 12 runs in the first inning, and I, you know, the oddities of baseball. And today, at some point in the show, I'm going to go through this day in baseball history, because it shows you what we talked about yesterday. That you know, you see something different every day. But here they go, 12 runs in the first inning. It's the most the Phillies have ever scored,
wow,
ever in their whole franchise history.
Jeez,
in the first inning,
a long way.
In the first inning. And Jeremy Guthrie pitches, right? Now, he's from Stanford. He's 38 years old. It's his birthday.
And,
and this has happened to him before. He's given up more than 10 runs or 10 runs plus in an inning. So it's just, you know, you go to a game, you never know what's going to happen. And now, of course, to this morning, they designated him for assignment. They said, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, geez. Well, one thing I've enjoyed about this first week is that, you know, teams that are expected to be horrible and, oh, my God, they're going to be tanking for a draft pick. I mean, you got the Phillies have come alive. You know, the Reds have a winning record right now. They've played some good ball. San Diego, you know, looked pretty good in the first two games against the Giants. Very good. They've got some hitting.
Yeah.
And, you know, the A's have played well. I just think it's great that they don't get buried right away. I mean, it'll probably happen eventually, but it, you know, it gets the fan base excited, and it's just good for the whole landscape.
Well, I always say you don't like to play teams that are probably going to end up at the bottom part of the league. You don't like to play them early because they don't know they're bad yet.
Exactly.
You know, they haven't figured that out. They're out of spring training and optimistic, just like we are. And, you know, they go out and win a few games, and all of a sudden, hey, we can do this. And that's the problem of opening up with teams that are supposedly not that good.
Yeah, that's the peril of this homestand. You know, you look at Arizona and Colorado. They're going to be, you know, they're good. You know, they're dangerous. But this looks like a way to, you know, get the home season off with a, you know, win most of those games. And the way it looks right now, it's going to be tough. I mean, the Padres beat Bumgarner. Arizona, heck, they're beating up on Cleveland, let alone the Giants. And both of those teams look like they're definitely for real in terms of hitting.
Yeah, Arizona's interesting, just to point this out. They score all their runs in the middle of the game. In the fifth and sixth inning, they've scored 24 runs in those two innings, and that's where the Giants starters, as I pointed this out earlier, you know, everyone's moaning about the bullpen, but the starters are the ones who have given up the lead exactly at that point of the game.
And that's exactly when you don't want to do it, or if you're the team doing the scoring, that's when you want to do it. Because it's time for the bullpen, you give them a little cushion, and everything works easier.
The Rockies, I always think because of the offense, and you know it's so tough to win there, that they're going to be a team that you know could give someone trouble. But here's John Gray yesterday against Kershaw, and again, this is you know we had Chacin and Bumgarner, and you thought that was you know take out the mortgage. can I get to Las Vegas today?
Yeah.
And it turns out to be a 2-1 game. Then you had Kershaw going against John Gray, and that's a pretty good matchup. But Kershaw, for the first time ever, gives up back-to-back home runs to Mark Reynolds and Parra. And Parra has, like, an amazing game on defense. And they beat Kershaw. And then the point of the story is Colorado gets 11 outs from the bullpen and puts the Dodgers away. How about that?
Yeah, and John Gray, I mean, you talk about Syndergaard with a big mane. He's right there with him. He's a wild man out there. He's not literally wild. He's got great, great stuff, and he's pitched well against the Dodgers consistently in that ballpark dating back to last year. So they've got what looks like an ace, which is huge. Again, it's so early. You don't know quite what you're seeing, but, you know, some things just ring true. You know, like that's a good lineup in Colorado. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. That's a very good lineup with Story and Cargo and Arenado and Blackman, just on and on. So this homestand for the Giants is going to be really challenging.
Well, Arizona comes in tomorrow. Of course, it's opening day, and I'd be remiss. Opening day, I mean, you know, I hope you'll be there. Will you be there tomorrow? I hope so.
I'm not. I've had some pretty good health issues last several months. I'm not quite ready to get into the mainstream, but I'm getting closer.
All right, good. Well, I'll be there in your stead tomorrow. But you know what opening day is like. You can go 1-5, 2-5, 1-6, and you come home, and it's just a special day.
Yeah, I mean, a win tomorrow would just be so great. You know, people driving home, knowing that things are going to be okay, or certainly thinking that way. You know, confident of a win, confident of a good season. You know, they got so many favorite guys on the team are back. You know, Pence and Crawford and Belt and Bumgarner and all these guys, Panic and on. It's just, you know, it's a situation where they're set up to really, you know, quiet the fan base down a little bit. At least those who are getting a little too loud too early.
Well, Arizona comes in. Greinke pitched pretty well yesterday. And again, they beat Cleveland up coming in the middle of the game. Trevor Bauer is awful. I don't know what Cleveland's thinking about with him. But
strange cat, yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, very. He's always been a complete, you know, iconoclast with his warm-up methods. And, I mean, he used to go out and get on the mound and get a running start and throw like 160 miles an hour. That's his first pitch, first warm-up pitch.
I know.
And, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, a guy like Zito was like that, but he was a mellow guy and it worked for him. And even when he got to the Giants and the odds were against him, you know, by God, he comes up and he's still Zito. This guy, you know, he's never quite – he got some big starts in the postseason.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, they get to the World Series, but he's always kind of that wild card who you can't really trust.
No, and he's 4 2/3, and it's all over. And plus, he cut his finger on a drone.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. You want how about injuries? You want to talk about, who was it, Chris Brown? He slept on his eyelid. You know, this guy cut his finger, and he pitched, and it was crazy.
Yeah, it could happen again. He's like a drone, you know, he's obsessed with drones. If you're going to do that, he could lose a finger. See, maybe be three-finger Bauer out there.
Yeah, and bring in Mordecai Brown and the Thresher machine. All right. Jeremy Hazelbaker, how about what he's doing, Bruce? He's 6-for-6 with 2 walks. He's the first to get on base in his first 8 appearances since Ramon Hernandez. Remember him, the catcher?
Yeah.
Going back to 2006. So Hazelbaker is a Cardinal. Never had, you know, he's 29 years old, and it's one of those stories. You know, again, a baseball name, and, you know, he's like Hurricane Hazel. Hazelbaker.
It sounds like Hurricane Hazel, 57
yeah.
Braves.
Yeah, Bob Hazel is back. So that's a good one there. Kluber pitches today against Corbin. That's a good matchup. Mm-hmm. How about, do you see LeMahieu? You see what he's hitting? Now, he led the league in hitting last year. And, of course, he led the league in hitting, I think, by sitting out the last couple of games, if I'm not mistaken. 087.
Yeah, you know, this is vintage first week ball. But he'll be there, just like Hunter Pence. I mean, Hunter Pence has been completely lost against the right-handers, low and away curveballs. And then, of all things, a left-hander at the end of the game yesterday blows him away with a high fastball.
Know.
You know, this is not going to continue. I don't think. I mean, he's Hunter Pence, and he'll straighten that out, and so will LeMahieu. But it's just part of the wackiness of the mosaic.
Yeah, it is. The first week, I'll tell you, maybe, you know, what I'm learning is, and maybe it wasn't this crazy for the last couple of years, but maybe the first week you have to expect craziness.
It's a toughie roads week. It's, you know.
With the
it's
ski
three
mask.
Homers on, and then winds up with 4 lifetime or whatever.
No, come on, he had the ski mask. You couldn't even see his face. It was so cold at Wrigley Field that day, and he ended up going to Japan. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's just the first week of baseball, but, boy, there's a lot of stories here for the first week. The last one I'll leave you with, the Red Sox. Did you see the flu epidemic that they had?
Oh, and then I heard today Benintendi was vomiting, and it's just on and on. And Jackie Bradley rounded the bases awkwardly. It looks like he's okay, but geez, I mean they're going down one by one. I mean, Sandoval's managed to avoid it. He has not looked good in the field. He made 2 errors in the first 2 games. He got a big hit, but you know it's funny because they were so optimistic. They're going to be very good, but you know they lose Big Poppy. And David Price has a little elbow issue, so I'm sure it's major panic in Boston right now, especially with this epidemic of illness. But they've got way too much hitting, and they got Chris Sale and Kimbrel, and Spandoval's got to hold down that job though, because if he can't play the defense, they'll look somewhere else.
No, it's a part of baseball. You know, the illness. You know, everyone has the crud, is that whatever that is. I don't
My
know.
Wife has it right now. It's brutal.
Whatever. Whatever it is, it's not good. Well, you got to walk around wearing a mask.
Yeah, I know I am.
And I don't mean a catcher's mask. You gotta,
right.
You know. All right. Crazy Sunday. It's great to talk to you. It's, you know, I look at it, I say, you sit back, take a deep breath. And maybe what we learn is the first week is really the crazy week of baseball. And maybe that's sort of expected.
Yeah, I don't. You know, 2 months from now, nobody's going to remember it. But it'd be interesting to me if it's a 4-team race, which you predicted, and I kind of dismissed in terms of the Dodgers Giants. But if it is a 4-team race, how great would that be? I mean, everybody, the Dodgers are certainly not unbeatable. They're very good, but it really is shaping up as a pretty fine, complex little deal there.
Well, it's Cueto and Clayton Richard, and today it should be a 2-1 game. Yesterday was Bumgarner and Chacin. I thought it'd be 9-8 or 9-2. I'll say it again, you never know. But Cueto and Clayton Richard, you can run on Clayton Richard. He was a quarterback of Michigan, but he doesn't I guess he doesn't care about runners. Maybe that's, I don't know, whatever.
Sort of a Lincecum thing, huh?
Yeah. We'll see. Hey, Bruce, feel better. I'll represent you tomorrow at opening day. I'll be thinking about you.
I'll be listening. Thanks, Marty.
All right, thank you. All right, that's Bruce Jenkins on a Sunday morning. Wonderful. Just wonderful baseball talk.